Like, there's lots of people in Donegal, and we all know them. Like, you know, but they're living with friends and relatives or their granny or, you know, staying sofa surfing, things like that, you know. And there's a lot of people that aren't on the statistics, you know, but they just don't have a place that they can call home. Like, you know, the cost of rents has gone through the roof, you know. Availability of housing, the cost of actually buying a house now is colossal, you know. And I think it's clear, really, that, you know, the figures that we get, you know, they're the people that are in homeless accommodation and stuff like that, but there's, you know, hundreds of people and maybe thousands of people that fall outside the figures, you know. That, you know, like I say, they can't afford the rent and they can't get on the council housing list. The council housing list, you know, the rates the people allowed to earn, the means assessment, you know, is just too low, you know, because if you earn over 30,000, you're not getting on the council housing list, which means, you know, get no government support, you know. So, you know, that needs to be looked at, you know, and like the cost of rent in general needs to be looked at, you know. I think some sort of rent cap needs to be introduced, like, you know, but from the government, you know. But listen, at the end of the day, it's the government's responsibility to make sure these things are kept up to date, you know, and they're falling short on it.